The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Keeping up with the news each day couldn't be more simple than listening to the Squeeze Today podcast. Likewise, our podcast sponsor, the Commonwealth Bank, is working towards becoming a simpler, better bank and is committed to the financial well-being of customers and their communities.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Monday, the 18th of February. In your Squeeze Today, fear of war after a terrorist attack in Kashmir, Trump calls a national emergency, Australia's heart health, and our podcast has a sponsor. This is your Squeeze Today. A terrorist attack by a Pakistani-based militant group in Kashmir last week, Claire, killed 46 Indian paramilitary personnel. It made it the worst attack on India's security forces in the last 30 years. This has brought to the fore the simmering dispute between India and Pakistan over Kashmir and has many concerned that they're on the brink of another war. For those listening who aren't in the know on the Kashmir dispute, what's the background here?
So the background goes back a fair way, even before the British left the area and left it up to India and Pakistan to work out what was going to happen with that region. The local Maharaja of the Kashmir region decided that the region would stay with India, and really since then there's been violence about that. There's a group of people who want complete independence. They want Kashmir to be an independent state, and there's others who think it should be aligned with Pakistan. It's the only Muslim majority population in India. And of course, that naturally sort of gravitates, I guess, in some people's minds towards Pakistan. So there's been confrontations from the 40s, 60s, 90s. And again, that's sort of sparked up recently with more insurgent violent activity on that border and in that region.
So the Pakistani government said they have no connection to the attack. India says they have evidence they were responsible. Where has this landed, or has it not landed yet?
Hasn't really landed yet, and it's one to really keep an eye on because there's an election in India. There's going to be ongoing deep-seated anger coming to the fore in India, and really calls for Prime Minister Narendra Modi to take military action. And that's really what's got people on edge, is that they're both nuclear powers, India and Pakistan. They have nuclear weapons, and it's a very serious thing if it does escalate towards something more serious, particularly with the backdrop of an election in India behind it.
Yeah, the US has sided with India and says the attack has renewed its commitment to support India's counter-terror efforts. Back here, our pollies head back to Canberra today. This is the last sitting week before the April budget. That's the brought forward budget, and then an election. So what can we expect?
We can expect a bit more wrangling in the House of Reps this week. There's expectations that a Royal Commission into Abuse in Disability Services will get up today. There's also votes on some small business measures and payday lending, where it's thought that the Coalition has reversed its opposition and will actually support legislation on those measures. So there's also Senate estimates on, and that's when senators sit down in committees and grill public servants and other people about what they're doing and how they're spending taxpayers' money. And one thing there that people really have their eye on is this issue around a company called Paladin, who had been granted a $420 million contract for security services on Manus Island. There's a lot being said about that at the moment, and that's expected a lot more on that. That's expected to be unveiled in some of those Senate committee hearings.
And our First Lady, Jenny Morrison, has given her first major TV interview solo without her husband.
Yeah, she has. It's on the Nine Honey website. It's worth a look. We don't really see a lot of her. It looks like she's starting to step out a little bit ahead of election. So if you want to check her out, head to that website and have a look.
Yeah. On Saturday, Donald Trump called a national emergency in order to get the funds required to build his version of a border wall between America and Mexico. We've all heard about that. How does this work?
Well, Donald Trump says that there's an invasion of drugs and undocumented immigrants at the border, and commentators are saying that there's actually little evidence to back up his claim that the definition of a national emergency has been met. But he's able to claim that that's an issue that means that funds become available and that can be put towards his version of a border wall, but it's likely to be held up and stalled by legal challenges. So that that's the wall building's not happening anytime soon.
America's Cardinal Theodore McCarrick became the most senior Catholic priest to be expelled after a church trial found him guilty of child abuse.
And he has been part of that church, of course, for a long time, as a lot of these priests have. He has no avenue of appeal, and it's now unknown how he will go on and support himself, but that doesn't seem to bother Pope Francis a whole lot. He's meeting with bishops from across the world later this week to discuss the crisis within the Catholic Church following a number of very high-profile abuse cases involving high-ranking priests.
And while we're talking about a crisis, this report was all over the news yesterday. 51 Australians die every day from heart disease.
Very interesting to see the Heart Foundation campaigning with News Corp for a Medicare heart health test. It's an item that they want placed on the Medicare agenda. They say it'll cost about $170 million over 5 years, but could prevent more than 75,000 heart attacks over that period. But one thing that's worth checking out, the foundation also launched some new resources on their website. And one of those things is a calculator to check your heart age. So yeah, a big push into heart health.
Yeah, and a necessary one given those terrible statistics. Squizzes Maine have noticed a little message from Commonwealth Bank at the start of our podcast today. Bit exciting for us, Claire. It means our podcast now has a daily sponsor.
It does, and the Commonwealth Bank have been really good supporters of the Squiz right from the start. They were our first commercial entity to come on board and support us, so we're really pleased that they're moving some support across to the podcast as well.
Yeah, by sponsoring our podcast, Commonwealth Bank wants Squizzes to know about the positive things they're doing. So occasionally across the next 6 months, Squizzes will hear from CBA on various initiatives like their financial wellbeing guide and their work supporting women's sport, as well as products and features like the recently announced Apple Pay initiative.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that one.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that one too. So from us at The Squiz, a big thank you to CBA for their support of our podcast. It means we're able to continue to keep you informed each weekday.
Yes, and very pleasingly for both of us, we can keep getting up very, very early.
You're so excited about that. Thanks so much. What about the subject line?
So the subject line today is "She won't get off the phone." That's the opening line of the iconic Sister to Sister song about my sister. If you've grown up sort of late 90s into the early 2000s, you will definitely know this song.
You'll
remember
song.
The film clip. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's in relation to the death of Jackie Onassis' sister, Lee Radziwill, and she was quite a formidable and significant person in her own right. She died on the weekend, aged 85.
Yeah, there's a link to her obituary in the Squiz Today email if you're interested. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. If you like it, please share it, leave us a review, send it to your mates. Have a great Monday, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.